Hi, everyone, and welcome. I'm Megan Kellett, the Assistant Site Editor for SearchDataBackup.com. Today, I will be talking about the recent bidding war between EMC and NetApp to buy Data Domain, a huge step for either company in developing their deduplication technology. This week, EMC offered $1.8 million to Data Domain, an offer significantly higher than NetApp's original offer of $1.5 million. However, on Wednesday, NetApp raised the bid, offering Data Domain $1.9 million. This is no minor business deal, and the storage world is keeping a close eye on which company will win the bid to buy Data Domain. With me now is senior news writer Beth Parisot of the Storage Media Group. Beth has been researching and writing about the developments in this story since last week. So, Beth.
Hi.
Why is there this battle between EMC and NetApp over Data Domain?
Well, I think there's always a battle between EMC and NetApp. The two companies are vicious rivals in the storage market. I like to say they're kind of like the Sox and Yankees of the storage market. They just have traditionally found themselves in the same competitive spaces, and their competition has been fierce. So I think the reason that there's a battle for this particular company is that Data Domain really was the first to market in the data deduplication space. As such, they quickly gained the most market share. They have the most customers. They have a fairly simple approach to data deduplication, which is a target device that drops into the network and doesn't require the change of backup software. So they've been very successful in the market. And so I think having this company would give either one of these companies a huge leg up in a market that's really important to storage users right now. Because another factor that comes in is the global economic downturn. And users are having trouble keeping up with the growth of data in their storage infrastructures on their current budgets. So a device like Data Domains can shrink the amount of space it requires to store data, which is becoming an increasingly hot commodity in this market in general. So being able to purchase this market-leading innovator in the space would, I think, be a big prize for either one of these storage companies.
And can you explain what the advantage of having both source and target deduplication is?
Well, I think basically it means that EMC would have a full menu of options to offer users depending on how they want to deploy deduplication in their infrastructure. So some users want to get the most dedupe. They want to have the most savings on their networks. So they'll purchase a product like what EMC currently owns, which is called Avamar, which does deduplication at the source, at the server, before sending any data anywhere. But there are other users who don't want to have to swap out their backup software for Avamar, or they prefer the deduplication to be at the target device for simplicity's sake. So EMC would be able to say, well, if you're not interested in Avamar, we have this target device. The other thing is that EMC already offers a target device through a partnership with Quantum. But the Quantum device has a virtual tape library interface, or is most often deployed with a virtual tape library interface, I should say. Data Domain is most often deployed with a NAS interface without the virtual tape library. So it would be kind of another spot on the map for EMC to have covered. They want to corner the market in this hot technology. Joe Tucci has also made statements about trying to combine the deduplication that Avamar does with the deduplication that Data Domain does, so you have double, triple deduplication. But that is a technology that would take some considerable development to join the two sides together. I believe that will happen in the industry in general, but that's a long ways out. I think the immediate thing is trying to corner the market for the technology.
Right now, it looks as if NetApp has the upper hand in this deal. What do you predict will be the final outcome?
Well, clearly, NetApp has the upper hand with Data Domain's management. I think that much has become obvious as details of the deal have come out. So there have been any number of executive interviews with all sides in this case. And Data Domain came out with an SEC filing today that detailed some more of the negotiations. And the Data Domain management has accepted NetApp's offers to acquire the company. They have very clearly and very publicly made a choice as to which company they would like to go with. However, it is ultimately up to the shareholders of a publicly traded company, like Data Domain is, to decide which offer has better value. And so EMC's appeal has been to them. And what EMC is offering is an all-cash transaction. NetApp is offering a mixed cash and stock transaction, which means that Data Domain shareholders, in NetApp's case, would receive some cash in exchange for the company, but they would also receive, they would also become holders of NetApp stock. Whereas with EMC, they would get the value in cash, just run away with it, there it is. Yeah. And so the consensus among Wall Street types is that shareholders generally find all cash offers more appealing. So I think for right now, in terms of the technical perspective, I do think that NetApp is kind of seen as preferable. I spoke with some users earlier this week about which company they would want to see Data Domain go with. And I think it wasn't an overwhelming, but it was a fairly strong leaning toward NetApp just because of the way that the two companies would fit together. But that doesn't mean that in the end, the bottom line won't be about the bottom line.
That's true. Now, if EMC does win out this bid, there's been a lot of talk about what this will mean for Quantum. So what do you think this means for Quantum if EMC bids out NetApp and actually gets Data Domain?
It's bad news for Quantum. It's bad. I mean, it's bad news for Quantum for EMC to have tried to do this. It doesn't send a good message to the market about their product, which EMC is currently rebranding. You know, even if EMC is not successful in acquiring Data Domain, I think the obvious question for EMC will be, why did you pursue Data Domain when you partner with Quantum? The other interesting thing is that Quantum actually bought a company called ADIC a couple years ago. And before they were bought by Quantum, ADIC bought a company called RockSoft, which held a patent for the data deduplication technology that everybody's fighting over. And since then, there have been a couple of companies who have data deduplication features in their products that have had to pay Quantum royalties to use that intellectual property. And Data Domain is one of them. Data Domain paid Quantum in stock when they went public in order to resolve a dispute over the intellectual property. So since the intellectual property is at least very similar, if not totally the same, clearly it's the design of the product that's the difference. And so the question that I think EMC and Quantum won't be able to get away from, whether or not this deal goes through with Data Domain, is what's going on between you two? Why did EMC make this attempt to get Data Domain? What don't they want about the Quantum product? Whether that's fair or not, I mean, it could also be that EMC's just trying to drive up the price for Data Domain for NetApp, which, you know, there are some people who believe that. Mm-hmm. There are some people who believe that it might just be that they, like I said, want a corner of the market and they want all of it across the board. But I think there's going to be some eyebrows raised in the direction of that partnership and definitely some questions asked.
All right. Do you have any other comments you want to add?
You know, this isn't something that we see often in the storage industry or haven't seen very often in at least the time that I've been in the market. But I think that the way that this year has already started with a number of big acquisitions like Oracle Sun, for example, I think we're going to see it continue. I think the M&A activity in this market is going to continue to be intense with the way that the economy is.
All right. Thank you, Beth, for being with us today.
No problem.
And for more information on this story, you can check back with us at searchdatabackup.techtarget.com. Thanks and have a great day.